Well, I am here at the 2015 BI Swine Health Seminar here in Orlando, Florida. Dr. Peter Christensen just got off the stage, and he kind of shared a little bit about the difference between Europe and North America and some of the similarities. But first of all, tell us a little bit about your background in the industry.
Well, my background is a farming background, mixed farming, veterinary degree, and having worked in the U.S. and North America, had the chance to look at the industries from both sides, and I wanted to share some recent events from Europe and put that into a North American context.
Well, as you did that, you kind of talked about decisions and decision-making and kind of framing those. If you don't lead the way, you know, others are going to do it for you. Kind of tell me a little bit about what decisions those of us here in North America need to be making to be more proactive.
Well, I guess you need to be aware that as the industry grows in export and is now a $7 billion exporting market, those strategic decisions that are once more U.S. bound are now more complex with multiple stakeholders. And I tried to share a couple of examples on antibiotics in Europe and on welfare, where having been passive has been very detrimental to the industries and have incurred a very offensive opposition with a lot of legislation.
Well, one of those examples on the welfare side was the number of countries over there that are not complying and not doing 100% compliance because their market is domestic. And kind of elaborate on that and what's the EU's pushing to hopefully get more compliance across their country.
What we've seen there is basically EU legislation coming into effect on January 1st, 2013, and the major exporting EU countries had to comply and to incur that cost associated with that, whereas the smaller domestically producing countries have not been compliant and has not had any follow-up from the EU as a consequence of that. So that begs the question, what's the right way forward for the U.S.? And that's a twofold answer, because a lot of it is going to be domestically produced pork, but there is, as I mentioned, a very growing export in the U.S. now worth close to $7 billion. So it's a very complex question.
You talked about managers can shape the outcome of these operations, and kind of elaborate on that.
Well, I think it's about framing those questions and not having to constantly answer questions that others have framed for you. I think antibiotic consumption and the use of antibiotics is one where the industry has a chance to educate the U.S. consumer in saying, we use antibiotics to treat sick animals, and we're responsible in the way that we do that, and this is what it looks like. That's one area where I think you need a joint strategy and a progressive approach.
Now, not to stem too far from the animal side, but when it comes to biotechnology and the use of GMOs in Europe, the trends seem to be different?
I think there's been a persistent stand against GMOs, but we've seen interesting movements now, and as new technologies that are non-GMOs, it's going to continuously force the EU to take a stand on GMOs, and that stand is going to be more and more difficult or challenging. I think we'll see a softening in that stand as food gets more expensive and the competition for resources get more intense.
Well, Peter, before we wrap up here, tell me what the take-home message you want with attendees that were here today.
Turn right, turn left, but get out of the middle of the road. I'm not here to sell you a strategy. I'm here to sell you the importance of shaping a discussion, shaping an image as an industry of being a responsible animal producer in the U.S.
Well, thank you. Once again, talking with Dr. Peter Christensen here at the 2015 BI Swine Health Seminar in Orlando, Florida. I'm Jamie Johansson.